Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Kara Carlson. Elon Musk says Tesla will be launching its own robo-taxi service starting first in Austin in June before rolling out to California and then other regions by the end of the year. Now, that announcement came on an earnings call in which the company reported that it missed earnings estimate with net income falling by 23% from last year. So Kara, what is Musk saying about this robo-taxi service?
Yeah, thank you for having me. The big news of the day, as you just alluded to, was really that they're going to be rolling out a robo-taxi service in Austin in June. And that's something we've expected to some extent, but not had such concrete details on timing or what location would be the first location. This is something Tesla's been working towards for years. They are working on an actual autonomous car that would be used for this type of fleet type service, but they're going to start it with just regular Teslas that are already on the roads now and make them use them using a full self-driving software that they already have, but actually an upgraded version called unsupervised full self-driving if they're successful.
So what kind of regulations stand in their way in order to launch in Austin?
So in Austin, there's not a lot of hurdles that they'll actually have to do. It's not as strict as other states like California, where they're exploring as well. So they basically would have to follow pretty similar rules to any other car on the road. They have to have insurance. They have to be able to follow basic traffic rules. They have to be equipped with cameras. And then they'll actually, for rideshare itself, have to go through some extra licensing. But it's pretty much similar to, you know, Uber or Lyft or any other rideshare service that would be operating in the state.
Is Austin ready for something like this? I mean, here in the Bay Area in California, we're used to seeing robo-taxis. But like you said, there are increased regulations here. I'm wondering, is Austin ready?
You know, Austin's been a long-time test ground for self-driving vehicles in general. There's already Waymos on the road here, you know, mostly in pilot. There's not, like, something that's open to quite everyone, but it's definitely not something that's uncommon to see currently of just looking over and seeing a driverless vehicle next to you on the road.
What kinds of testing does Tesla have to go through? Because, you know, the company says some of the full self-driving technology, like you said, not meant to be hands-free. So, you know, how well does this work, and what is Elon hoping or promising?
So Tesla has long had this full self-driving software that's a little misleading because it does require constant driver assistance. You know, it is just a driver assistance software would be probably the most accurate way to put its current version. What Tesla and Elon Musk are now promising is an unsupervised version. So people actually don't need to pay attention. They can let the car just do its own thing. They didn't give a real roadmap on you know, how they're going to get from point A to point B on this. So what they typically do with full self-driving software is just update. They put out a push to their software and update through that. We expect it will be something pretty similar to that, but it's not really clear if it'll be to Tesla's own vehicles before the general public or kind of what this will actually end up looking like when come June.
Okay, excitement over this, kind of glossing over the bad earnings report. How bad were the numbers?
You know, it was a slight miss on a lot of their different measures such as revenue, EPS. It wasn't their worst quarter that they've ever had, but it was definitely lower than a lot of investors would hope on uncertain measures. But we knew it was going to be a tough quarter for them. They did see record deliveries, which is the closest thing up to vehicle sales, but it wasn't, you know, a great quarter for them. They were hoping for a little higher in general. A lot of investors, they actually saw their first miss in vehicle sales in over a decade. So they sold less this year than they did last year. But Tesla did kind of say, you know, next year we're going to go back to growth. And that's something that people were looking to hear. So there was some positive spin on the miss numbers.
Thanks for the reporting, Kara. That is Bloomberg's Kara Carlson. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.